And finally, I just wanted to mention one thing. If you're a new producer and you watch a lot of YouTube tutorials, they might tell you that it's not necessary to start spending an exorbitant amount of money on new plugins and always having something new and having something fancy. And that is absolutely true. But one of the mistakes that I made is that I just stopped spending money on plugins and services at all. And it really left out a lot of room for improvement and learning how to use those high quality industry standard plugins. So again, you don't need to spend money on all sorts of things, but something like, for example, FabFilter Pro Q3 is something I wish I had when I was first starting out, because I was going to buy it at some point. It was going to become my go-to reliable plugin at some point, and just having it earlier would have meant I would have had more time to learn how to use it. Same thing with something like Pro C2, same thing with something like Ozone 11. So having those plugins earlier and available to you that much quicker are just going to allow you to understand the subtleties of them and hopefully get that much better at using them. So again, none of these are absolutely necessary. You don't need to spend a ton of money on plugins, but I do think having a few high quality plugins that you will always use available to you early will help more than it hurts.